We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Sooner Sports Network, from Learfield, live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk, presented by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Also brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. Bud Light, it's for the fans. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. And by Riverwind Casino, still the one. This is Sooner Sports Talk. Now, here are your hosts, Teddy Lehman, and the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
All right, here we go. A new season is here. Welcome to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, everybody. It is time for Sooner Sports Talk. I'm Toby Rowland. That is the Butkus and Bednarik Award winner and the best radio color analyst in all of the United States and America, Teddy Lehman, everybody.
I appreciate that, T-Row. Very kind of you. Not true, but very kind.
I missed you, man. I'm excited to see this football team and everything. I'm excited to be back with our radio crew again.
It is exciting times. We got a lot to look forward to this year. We got a great football team. It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. Lincoln Riley is going to be alongside next segment. We've had your questions flowing in throughout the day today. We're going to pick some of those and ask him tonight. We've got a Butkus brain teaser.
Yes.
You think you're going to stump him in week one tonight?
I always worry. They're all hard, but I always worried about how hard to make it. I don't want to throw the confidence off early in the season. You know, just getting the feel back. It's a good one, though. I like it.
Season opener, obviously, is where we need to start. This game between Oklahoma and Tulane, unfortunately, has been moved because of Hurricane Ida, which devastated the New Orleans and Louisiana area over the weekend. Two athletic departments were able to reach an agreement on Monday that the game would indeed be moved to Owen Field, and it will at 11 a.m. this coming Saturday. Teddy, it was a wild 24 hours or so there, and I'm just glad that Tulane is in a spot where they feel like they're able to play this football game.
Yeah, pretty wild, really. You know, we started to see last week that the reports were coming in about this could be a really dangerous storm. Obviously, we knew we had a football game that was going to be down there. And a lot of uncertainty there. And it's a big decision. You got a lot of moving parts. You got contracts involved. You got to figure out what to do with your football teams. Gosh, are we even in a position to play a football game? So I know Oklahoma, very understanding of the situation, and really extended everything that they could to Tulane. And I think that this is going to be something good that we can build off of, obviously donating back to Tulane also. So I think all said, this is a really good thing all the way around.
I was looking forward, like so many Sooner fans, to go into New Orleans. I am happy for the city of Norman that they're going to get kind of a bonus home game here. But I think it's going to be a welcoming environment for Tulane and their fans on Saturday. And I think it'll be pretty special.
We need some jambalaya or something, don't we? I mean,
I've got plans.
We were playing a football game down there, and that was a big thing and all, but we were really looking forward to the cuisine, right?
Trust me, we're going to eat some Cajun food at some point this week. All right, let's take a look at the Big 12 preseason poll brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Go to kincaidcoach.com for more information. Ted, anything here surprise you at all?
Well, yeah, I think that Texas is probably a little bit high. I think Baylor's a little bit low. Oklahoma's just right. I thought maybe Iowa State would get a few more votes there at first place than what they did, but not shocked that they did receive first place votes with who all that they have coming back. I think there's so little known about Texas and the quarterback situation and Sarkisian taking over there. I think it's too high for Texas to be at number three. Oklahoma State, they've got a good roster coming back, coached well, quarterback coming back. Same thing with TCU. I think Texas should have been down at least number five or
so. Who's winning that Louisiana-Texas game?
Boy, I don't know. That's a tough one to pick. I think that, you know, both teams may be a little overrated coming in. Louisiana had a good season last year. They beat Iowa State. I think that they're getting kind of a push for that, a bonus for that. Texas, obviously, you have to have them in the top 25. It's required. So they're in there, and they try and hide them between 19 and 21 every year. It's kind of funny. But I don't know. Honestly, it all comes down to quarterback play. If Texas has some decent quarterback play, then they're gonna have a good chance to win because they've got good talent everywhere else on the roster. But, you know, Louisiana's a well-coached team, solid team fundamentally across the board. So I think it's going to be a tight football game. It's probably going to come down to the fourth quarter.
I'm so proud of you for saying Louisiana correctly. Did you have to concentrate a little extra hard there?
No,
you said it intentionally wrong.
You know me. I can go between proper and improper pretty nicely.
Opening segment brought to you by our buddy Noble McIntyre. McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all your personal injury needs. All right, we're going to talk to Lincoln here in just a second, but there are high expectations. Mm-hmm. Number one, number two, number three in the country going into the year. Maybe this is a team that could pursue national title number eight for OU. Warranted? Lofty expectations? Are they warranted?
Lofty expectations. I think it's got to be warranted. You know, you look at the formula, quarterback play, defense, line of scrimmage, dominance, and they've got the ability to be really good across the board. We're coached really well. If we could put all the pieces together, special teams, defense, running the football. Now, we were down last year running the football from what Lincoln's been during his tenure here. We got to get up above 200 yards a game rushing. If we can do that, we've got all the fixings there for a national championship-type football team.
All right, the HBC is standing by, so we'll take an opening timeout. When we come back, we will be joined by the head ball coach himself, Lincoln Riley. You're watching Sooner Sports Talk here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Thank you. Our cornerstone television partners, OU Health and Anheuser-Busch, and our community partners, Fowler Auto Group, OU Health, OG&E, and Coca-Cola. Sports TV is brought to you by the best place to gear up for game day is shop.soonersports.com. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of Sooner Athletics. Bud Light, it's for the fans. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Homeland, your homegrown advantage. proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality.
Hey, Sooner fans, when you download the Chick-fil-A app and order, you can start earning points toward delicious rewards. Welcome back to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. OU Tulane coming up this Saturday, season opener, 11 a.m. on Owen Field. And it is our indeed pleasure to welcome in now the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Lincoln Riley, everybody. Howdy, coach.
Hey, Toby. How we doing?
We are doing great, and we really appreciate you joining us again this year. We got a great crowd gathered here for you at Rudy's and watching across Bally Sports Oklahoma. Coach, we'll start here. Fall camp, lead up, you're 4 days away from kickoff. Are you happy with the preparations and how they've gone for your team?
Yeah, I am. I'm excited. Coaches were never satisfied, but I am excited with the way that we've prepared, the way that we've handled, I think, what was a really strong fall camp. I think we've made a lot of improvements in the areas that we needed to, and it's fun to see the team start to come together. But you still, certainly you learn so much, you know, kind of about your team early in the season. And there'll be a lot of things that we'll like here coming up that we'll be excited about, and a lot of things that we'll have to correct as the season goes on. But you've always got that sense of anticipation and excitement, and this year certainly there.
What was it like whenever, you know, we all started to see the hurricane making its way through the Gulf and knowing that there was a football game to be played there later on? What was it like kind of watching that whole thing unfold and then, you know, finding out that it's going to be played here at home?
Yeah, you know, it was a little strange, although with what we've all been through the last year and last season on the field, I guess that's kind of the norm right now. But yeah, it was strange. I mean, I think first you're just, you know, thinking not much about the game, more about all the people there that have had their lives affected by it. And it was, yeah. And then when you did think about the game, it was kind of hard to imagine, you know, being able to play a game a few days from now in the New Orleans area. And it's a shame because we were certainly looking forward to going down there. But it's, you know, luckily both schools did a good job working together. You know, I think had some contingency plans in place or some thoughts at least started when this hurricane forecast started to move in a negative direction. And honestly, it came together pretty quick. And I give both schools a lot of credit. It's not an easy thing to do. It's so much planning goes into, you know, both for the home team, the home stadium, putting on a huge, huge event. And then for the opposing team or the team coming in, you know, now all of a sudden you've got to get planes, hotels, all the different things that typically you do months and months in advance, you know, and all this stuff's got to happen within a matter of days. So it's not an easy thing to put it together, and appreciative to their administration, our administration, for getting it done.
How did you handle that with your team, Coach, from a communication standpoint? They had, you know, families, I'm sure, that were on the move down to New Orleans and everything. So what was the communication process with your guys?
Yeah, when we knew it was a possibility that it could move, which was Monday morning in our team meeting, we addressed it. You know, we told them that no decisions had been made, but that, you know, discussions were ongoing. And we told them we would address it with them and their families from a logistics standpoint as soon as we could. And then the other message was specifically just for the players, and that was, you know, we don't give a darn where we play. You know, we got to be ready to play a football game, and wherever we play, we're gonna go to the stadium. That stadium's gonna be 100 yards long. There's gonna be Tulane on the other side of it, and we're gonna go kick this thing off. So you know, for our preparation, I think on the field the focus was, you know, this should not change anything for us. We need to get ready to play a game regardless of where we play. And you know, I think the team's done that.
You know, I think one of the interesting things after last season is you're going to have kind of two groups of freshmen coming out to a full stadium, never played in a full college stadium before. And, I mean, it's going to be a different atmosphere than what those guys were accustomed to all last season. They're going to come out and there's going to be, you know, I know we don't have the upper decks, but, gosh, we're going to have 60,000 people there. It's going to be like, wow, this is a little bit different than last year.
It will. You know, we've talked about that a lot. It's so unique. I mean, you're almost talking now, you know, almost half your football team that's never really been in a true full game atmosphere. And that's different. And we've had to do a few things, I think, within our preparation to accommodate that, to get guys ready. You hadn't had crowd noise as really a factor in a long time. A couple other things that change within the game when you do have a big stadiums, big crowds that we're used to playing in front of. So now we'll have I would say both sidelines will probably have a few more guys that are maybe a little wide-eyed in the beginning just because of that factor, because it'll be different. And to be honest, even those of us that have been in them a lot, it's been a long time since all of us have been in a stadium that was anywhere near full. And so it'll probably feel a little bit different for all of us, certainly early in the game.
Always fascinated with season openers, Coach, because you can practice all you want, but there's still such an element of unknown until you take the field, especially in the sport of football, I think, where there are some things you just can't practice because of the risk of injury, such as getting after quarterbacks. You can practice tackling, but maybe not as much as you'd like to because of fear of injury. You mentioned tackling, pass rush, and being smarter offensively in your press conference today about things you're eager to learn about your team once they go green on Saturday. Could you expound on that a little bit? How nerve-wracking is it, perhaps, going into a year when you think you know what you got, but you're not really sure?
Yeah, I mean, that's college football. I mean, you're right, football's different. And then on top of that, college football is so much different than high school or NFL, because you get scrimmages in high school, you get preseason games in the NFL that they don't count at the end of the year. You're keeping score, but it doesn't obviously affect your one loss record. And so you get a chance to get those things. We really don't. So it's nerve-wracking. I don't know if that's the right word. I think excited to see. I mean, I think we've done the most we can to prepare to be ready to do those things. But like you said, nothing replaces getting out there and seeing how the guys react in those situations. And then those three things. I think tackling is always a huge thing. Game one, how do you tackle live? I think for us in particular, especially with the ability of the pass rushers that we have up front, I think certainly interested to see how you can affect an opposing quarterback by, not only the sacks, but getting hits on them, getting full speed pressures on them, trying to get the ball to come loose, all those things that you don't get quite as much when you are protecting the quarterback in a practice situation. And then, offensively, really the whole team. We weren't a very smart football team last year early in the season, and it cost us. And by the end of the season, I thought we were one of the smartest teams in the country with, not many busted assignments and did a really nice job with penalties in the back half of the year. So that's been a big focus point for everybody within this program, as we know we have to play smarter earlier. But it's going to get tested here on Saturday.
One of the things that it seems like it's becoming more commonplace in college football is we're seeing a lot of young guys play right out of the gate, early arrival in the spring. And then here we go into fall camp, and those guys are earning starting jobs, or at least a big part of some playing time out there. How about some of the young guys that you expect some stuff from on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. There's quite a few. I mean, I think a couple of these young secondary players, that have come in certainly are going to have a chance to make an impact, not only the brand new ones, but some guys that played, maybe just a little bit last year, were a role guy or got in a couple of games. I think you'll see a few of those guys out there on the field, kind of young / new with the transfers coming in. But I'll be excited to see some guys like Key Lawrence and Latrell McCutcheon and Jordan Mugs, Bryson Washington. I mean, there's a good list there. Josh Eaton. It'll be fun to see all those guys a little bit more. Danny Stutzman, I would say, at the linebacker position, has done a nice job in camp. So we'll be excited to watch him play a little bit. Ethan Downs up front, Clayton Smith up front. A lot of good ones. So, and then same thing on the offensive side. There's a handful. I think the majority of the skill kids are going to have a chance to help us early. And then potentially, potentially a lineman. That's typically the toughest place to do it, but potentially a lineman as well. So, and with, the four-game deal back in effect now this year, the four-game redshirt rule, it does give you that opportunity to look at maybe a few more guys early than what you would previously, and try to get a feel for who's going to be ready to make an impact this year.
All right, one of our great sponsors on the show every week is Academy Sports and Outdoors, and each week on the show, they're going to have one of their employees ask you a question like we've done in the past, Coach. So here's our first Academy Sports and Outdoors question of the week for Coach Riley.
Hey, Coach Riley, what did you learn most about yourself and the team last year during the pandemic?
Coach, the question was, what did you learn most about yourself and your team last year during the pandemic?
Great question. And I think we all learned a lot. I was certainly no different. I think this team was certainly no different. I would say the probably like the just the power of positive belief and trying to see opportunities when, you know, things maybe still don't feel like they're going your way. There were so many points throughout the season last year where you don't got guys available, you're not at full strength, you can't practice, you can't meet, you got coaches that are out, you have games you couldn't play, you had opponents that had to cancel games. I mean, are we going to play a season, are we not? There was three different times during the year that I was pretty convinced we were done, that we weren't going to be able to play another game. And so, you know, just try to stay positive throughout it, and I give the people in the building a lot of credit, because I think our folks here really just – kind of weathered it all and kind of stayed committed to this team and doing the best they could to preserve the season and give our guys an opportunity to play, and just thrilled with how it turned out, one being able to play and then certainly being able to finish the way we did.
All right, we'll step aside briefly. When we come back, our Butkus brain teaser still to come. Gabe Eichert's got a question for you tonight, Coach. You're watching the Lincoln Riley Show. We're at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, brought to you by AT&T.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Hey, it's your destiny calling. Just wanted to tell you about a new game on the MyPhillips 66 app featuring yours truly. It's called Wheel of Destiny. Just buy 8 or more gallons of gas to play. Spin my wheel and you could win more gas instantly. But remember, it's Wheel of Destiny, not Wheel of Fate, not Wheel of Kismet. If anyone's going to make you a winner, it's me, your destiny. Download the MyPhillips 66 app and give my wheel a spin.
See Phillips66Gas.com/Wheel of Destiny for official rules, eligibility, and odds. While supplies last, ends September 12, 2021. Phillips 66, live to the full.
Smart decisions bring the biggest returns, like the 2021 GMC Sierra. Built on a foundation of professional-grade engineering that brings a strong performance year after year. Offering the world's first multi-pro tailgate, this tailgate takes innovation to the next level with 6 distinct functions that let you load, unload, and access the cargo box quicker and easier. For the tough jobs, you'll find available innovative trailering technologies and powerful engine options to help you get the work done with ease. No matter your needs, Sierra has you covered. From bold and street-inspired looks to heightened off-road capability, there's an optional package to make your 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 light-duty pickup truck more unique. But it's more than just innovative engineering. It's knowing GMC is committed to professional-grade excellence on every level. Test drive a 2021 GMC Sierra today and experience a wise investment that really delivers. See your Central Oklahoma GMC dealers.
Sooner Sports TV is brought to you by Riverwind Casino, still the one. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get your officially licensed Sooners gear at Academy Sports and Outdoors, preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside of the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the Varsity Network app and listen free.
Hey, Sooner fans, you can come visit the best place to gear up on your favorite OU products. It's the Sooner Shop, the official fan shop of OU Athletics, located on the west side of Owen Field. Open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 5, Sundays 10 to 3. Curbside pickup also available through the Sooner Sports To Go app. Welcome back, everybody. That's the Butkus Award winner, Teddy Lehman. I am merely Toby Rowland, the head ball coach at the Oklahoma Sooners, Lincoln Riley alongside as well. We'll start with a Twitter question this segment, Coach, from Brian Dugan, who asks, has there been any consideration to evaluating one or two players for a position change with the recent hit to the running back room? Any consideration of moving somebody else into the running back room there?
Yeah, I was going to hit Teddy up and see what he had left.
I'm sure you had tons of offers, Coach, of everyone coming out of the woodwork wanting to play running back.
Especially all the linebackers. You know how that goes.
Sure.
We have. You know, and it's we'll see how the season unfolds. We feel good about where the room is right now, but there's obviously going to be – we've had plenty of twists and turns. Hopefully no more in that room. But if we do, then we'll be ready to adjust. And we've got a – I'd say this, we got a short list of guys on the team that I think would be very capable and can do a good job if we got in a pinch. So we'll see how it evolves.
No, you guys always have high expectations. It comes with the territory here at Oklahoma. But there's a lot of people, some have preseason number one, some have Oklahoma nationally as a national championship pick. Is that anything with those expectations that you have to address with your football team about, you know, kind of just focusing on the moment?
We've talked about it. We have. I mean, part of you, kind of the old school coach in us wants to say, well, just, you know, don't pay attention to any of that garbage and blah, blah, blah. But reality is, you know, just like every other human being on the planet, you know, guys have their phones, you know, guys have TVs in front of them. You know, they're not immune to it. And so I think the thing for us is to understand, you know, what does that mean? And it really doesn't mean a whole lot. And I think for us, we've got our goals internally. We know what we want to accomplish. And the bigger focus to me is not like what the actual goals are. It's what are you doing about it? You know, how do you get there? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to sacrifice to get it done? And we've got to stay focused on those questions, not what the goal is. And that's been our point. And again, I think we've got a strong group of leadership that appreciates this and understands this and has been through this that I think are setting a good tone for the rest of the team right now.
All right, Coach. Gabe Eichard is the co-host of The Huddle. That's the show right before this one. And he's got a question for you tonight. Let's roll this recorded question from Gabe.
Normally, when it comes to offensive linemen changing positions, you go from tackle into guard. What has Tyrese Robinson done that has made him be able to go from guard out to tackle for you?
I'll repeat that for you, Coach. You said normally when you have an offensive lineman change positions, they go from tackle to guard. What has Tyrese Robinson done to prove he's capable of going from guard to tackle the other way?
Yeah, you know, we experimented with it a little bit during the season last year. And then did it the majority of spring and he did a great job. It was kind of similar to the Cody Ford transition, you know, that started and played the majority of his career early as an inside guy. We thought there might potentially be a window there for him to be able to play tackle. He'd shown us a few things and a few reps. We built an off season around him dropping weight you know, being able to move the way that you need to move out on the edge to play tackle, and it's been, I think, by and large, very successful up to this point. You know, and you get a pretty good gauge against our defensive front each and every day, because we've got some guys up there that can absolutely, you know, rush the heck out of the passer. And so, but Tyrese has done well with it. You know, the losing the weight has been a good thing for him. He's been playing at a high level for us and really looked comfortable out there on the edge.
You know, it seemed like maybe there was some extended position battles on the offensive line, or maybe still, you know, moving some guys around. Is that unnerving at all, offensive line? Typically, that's a position group that you want some cohesion there. You want five guys. Is that difficult to move guys in and out of that lineup there as you're approaching the season?
Yeah, you know, I've had times where it's you're moving guys in and out because you just don't feel like you can, like, find the right rotation, find the right group, the right mixture of guys. This one's been a little bit more different just because I think it's truly been more just battles of good players that I think we're, as a coaching staff, there's 7-8 guys that we're very, very comfortable with out there playing right now. And I hope that number grows as the season goes on. But so I think it's been, in this case, maybe more of a positive scenario in that these battles are going on. These guys are feeling the competition and having to raise their games in order to prove why they should be on the field. And you know, it's a good thing. I mean, we've got, you know, a lot of guys well past five that have started major college football and have played significant snaps. Can you combine that with some young players that I think are going to be really, you know, really good players? It's a good problem to have right now. So I love the competition. I think it's pushed them all to get better. You know, at some point here, we're going to have to settle in. But with the amount of experience we have coming back, we felt like those guys could handle a little bit more of an extended competition and maybe not feel the rust of all the different position movements that have happened and all the battles that are going on.
Every week, we'll pick one Twitter question for our Rudy's Anywhere question of the week. This person will win a $50 gift card from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Casey Moody is the winner of our $50 gift card tonight. Casey asks, putting you on the spot here, Coach, who has made the biggest leap from where they were last year at this time? Maybe you can give us more than one person, just someone who has taken a big leap in a year.
Boy, Jordan Kelly comes to mind. Josh Ellison comes to mind. Offensively, I think Chris Murray certainly comes to mind off the top of my head. You know, and those are three guys, really. You know, and all three, you know, had a role for us last year and did some good things at times, but I think all three have really had strong off seasons, spring ball, been, you know, really improved as players and really proven that they, you know, are going to be ready to take on more responsibilities and attack more opportunities. So there's definitely more. I mean, no question about it. A lot of guys have made a move, but those three in particular, you know, right off the top of my head, I think have been very impressive up to this point and excited to see all three of them here this Saturday.
Casey, congratulations. Thanks for your question tonight. We'll get a gift card headed your way. One more Twitter question for you before we go to break, Coach. It's from a Dimitri Flowers. Wants to know, why am I not coachable? He says, Coach. You guys got a beef going on right now.
We had some fun with that. Yeah, the irony is he's probably one of the more coachable players that we've ever had. So, yeah, we had a little fun with it. Yeah, he scored on the busted play against Baylor, and it worked out. So, he was a good one. Fun to be able to trade a couple jabs with him as well.
That's good stuff. Hey, whether you're home gating or tailgating for the OU game, make a winning play with Tostitos chips. Tostitos packs the crunch for a touchdown in taste. We got one more segment with Coach Riley. That means the Butkus Brain Teaser is next. Stay with us here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Sooner Sports TV is brought to you by
The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access radio pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Toby Rowland and Chris Plank talk all things Sooners. New episodes drop every day. Log on to Soonersports.com/podcast or search Sooner Sports Podcast in your favorite podcast provider. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind Casino. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club presented by OG&E. Brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively.
Everybody. All right, it's time. Every week on this show, for as long as Teddy has been with us, we have had our Butkus Brain Teaser. It has become a national phenomenon. This is where Teddy gives Coach Riley a play from his past and asks him to see if he can remember exactly what play he called. I do not know what your play is tonight. You have not shared it with me, so the floor is yours, partner. What is tonight's Butkus Brain Teaser? Brought to you by the Oklahoma Education Association, fighting unapologetically for every student across the state, no matter their zip code.
All right. We're going back to 2019, which, after the 18 months or so that we've had, might as well be 10 years ago, right? We're going to the Houston opener, all right? First and 10. Well, let me back up. It's 0-0 in the first quarter. There's 12 minutes and 30 seconds left on the clock.
Okay.
First and 10 from the plus 14-yard line.
Flat pass to Jeremiah Hall for a touchdown.
He says, I don't know if it's right or not, but before you had it out of your mouth, Coach Riley said flat pass to Jeremiah Hall for the touchdown. Final answer, Coach, right? You're sticking with that?
That's it.
Let's roll the video and see if he's correct. First Butkus Brain Teaser of the season. There we go, plus 14-yard line. Jalen Hurts, the play action. Flat pass, Jeremiah Hall. The Bullfrogs got him a touchdown, and Lincoln Riley is 1-0 on the Butkus Brain Teaser in 2021. I mean, he spiked you right out of the gate.
I know. Yeah. There's a lot of pressure here, okay? You know, I can't stump
for you?
Coach. Yeah,
for
I can't
him.
Stump Coach. I can't make it too hard. I can't make it impossible. We got to ease into this thing,
I have
thing,
never
okay?
seen you make anything impossible
I
for him.
I feel like so. He's been practicing or something throughout, watching a little film maybe. I don't know.
Congratulations, Coach. Great start. I'm curious about Perrion Winfrey. Obviously, he's going to be a key cog for you on that defensive line. Have you seen him take a step forward maybe in a leader category for you this year?
Yeah, no, we have. He's he's a vocal guy. He's an emotional guy. He's a guy that has a lot of passion for playing the game. You can see it in how hard he plays. He comes to work every day, and he's a guy that I think the team really respects. He cares about his teammates. He really he gets really excited when other guys make plays. I mean, he treats everybody well on the team. So it's fun to see a guy kind of coming into his own. You know, a junior college guy that you'd love to have had really his entire career. But you know, it's been fun. I feel like we've made a lot of progress both on the field, off the field, all the intangible stuff, just everything with Perry on. So he's a talented guy, you know, and I think he's got a chance to make and finish more plays this year and be a big-time presence for us both on the field and in the locker room.
Well, the narrative has been that Oklahoma, if they're going to win a championship, if they're going to win a semifinal, they're just going to have to, you know, outscore someone. You can't get defensive line play in the Big 12. And I'm sitting here looking at this group and how deep they are and some of the names that have been thrown out there. And I'm like, is this going to be the best defensive line in the country? I mean, they've gone that far. What's it been like to watch the growth of that group?
Yeah, it's been fun. It's so many things have had to come together from where we were as a defensive line and from a change in mentality, a change in the way we recruit, a change in the way we develop their bodies, a change in schematically and fundamentally the way we play. Or just, you know, we really, you know, kind of went in a total different direction. And I think we had a plan from the beginning, but it took a lot of things, a lot of people, you know, doing a great job for it to come together. And it's started to do that. So it's fun to see, you know, what was maybe a vision a few years ago start to become reality. And I think the sky's the limit. I mean, the plan is to keep building and to keep getting better. But this is the depth of this group combined with some of the experience, the talent, it's a fun group to coach. It really is. And it's going to be fun to be on the sideline with them. You just take a lot of confidence that throughout the season, all the different twists and turns, you've got so many different bodies that you feel like can go in there and not just play or know the plays or know the scheme, but like go in there and make plays and be productive. And it's a great feeling to have those guys leading the charge.
How about your opponent in game one, Coach? You get Willie Fritz's Tulane Green Wave. Your thoughts on your opponent Saturday?
A good football team. You know, they scored a lot of points last year. They were kind of agonizingly close to really putting it over the top and having just a phenomenal season. But a really good group and a lot of experienced players. They had several seniors come back as well. A lot of guys on here that have played a lot of ball. A lot of guys that are all-league type players. A lot of production returns. And so, it'll be a fun matchup, fun to try to contain these guys. You know, quarterback's back, did a great job for them last year, was very productive, and it's going to be a year better, so we'll see a better player on tape. Several really good players come back on the front, a really good nose, a couple great linebackers, a couple guys in the secondary that have played a lot of ball, and I know they've got some talented newcomers coming in, so... Yeah, it should be a fun matchup. We're excited to get a chance to play these guys.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've spoken with them, but how difficult must that be for a football team to be relocated, change where the game's going to be, you know, try and piece together, you know, school, family back home? It's got to be a tough situation for them.
Oh, no question. I think for everybody, for the staff of planning it, and also you got your own families, things going on. You got players, a lot of them from that the areas that were affected. So, and then taking into account you're still trying to get ready to play a football game, you have to move locations. I mean, give them a lot of credit, man. It's not easy. You know, I haven't been in a position like that myself, so I don't know that I could speak to it. But I know Coach Fritz, his staff, you know, they do things the right way there. I'm sure they're handling it extremely well. We're appreciative for these guys of simply just wanting to play the game, looking forward to playing them, but have a lot of respect for all they've gone through and all that they're balancing right now.
It'll be 11 a.m. Saturday, OU and Tulane. It's another evidence that the football season is upon us. Our Tuesday night chats with Lincoln Riley. Coach, thanks for your generosity with your time again tonight. Good luck this Saturday and all season long. We appreciate it.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right, Lincoln Riley, everybody, and we will take a final timeout. Teddy and I will wrap up the show when we come back here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Sooners Sports TV is brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Homeland, your homegrown advantage. Proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. OU's football games are available on Exodus 96.5 FM in Oklahoma City and 101.5 FM El Patron in Tulsa, as well as on those stations' websites. Each OU Spanish broadcast will feature a 30-minute pregame show and a 15-minute postgame show.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics Exclusively are proud to present the junior captains of the game. For info on how your child can take the field with the OU team captains, go to orthoexc.com. Bud Light proudly welcomes back Sooner fans to Oklahoma Memorial Stadium this year. Bud Light is for the fans. And how would you like to be able to listen to our Sooner radio crew while synced up to your TV in the comfort of your home? You can. Go to syncmygame.com. to find out how. Feels good again, doesn't it, to be back here? Good crowd, talking to Coach. The world seems to be spinning back on its axis again, or getting close to it anyway. We got about 3 minutes left in the show, Ted. How about giving Sooner fans one thing on offense and one thing on defense that you're going to be looking for on Saturday?
Well, offensively, it's the running game. You know, you go back to last season. Last season was a good year, there's no doubt, but it was the lowest yards per game running the football that we've had since Lincoln's been here, and it was pretty far down. They need to be back above 200 yards a game running the football. Now, that's multiple things. That's offensive line, that's running backs, that's, you know, game plan and how they block things up. That's, is the quarterback involved in some of the things that they do, which was, you know, less of a factor last year. The running game is going to be critical. If this team wants to get to those ultimate goals that we talked about before, you know, playoff, national championship, they got to be elite running the football. On the defensive side, it's all about the new faces for me. Mm-hmm. You know, we know the guys coming back and how good they are. We've heard all of the talk about the defensive line, the front seven. I'm excited about these new guys. Stutzman at backer, Billy Bowman playing some nickel, Key Lawrence, a transfer in, what he's going to bring to the table, Latrell McCutcheon as a corner, Ethan Downs, Clayton Smith up there on the defensive line. There's going to be a bunch of new guys. On a defense that was already good and returning a bunch of experience, they're adding a bunch of new faces to the mix that I think is going to be great.
We haven't spent any time talking special teams. Gabe Berkich, we think going into the year, has a chance to once again be one of the best kickers in the country. It's something you've been harping on for a while on our radio broadcast. You'd like to see the return of some big plays in special teams in the return game.
Yep, that's a big factor. And some of our losses, in all of our losses, there's been special teams gaffes out there. We've got to turn that into a weapon, both in the kicking game and the return game. We've got way too many athletes, too many highly recruited players on the sidelines and down the roster to have that be a weakness of this football team. And, you know, obviously we saw it last year against Iowa State and Kansas State cost us football games. But as the year rolled on, I thought we got a lot better. By the end of the year, I thought we were playing some really good special teams. We got to start hot there on the special teams units.
Okay, here we go. The season is here, folks. We got a great lineup of shows coming your way between now and kickoff. Coach's Corner's coming up. I know Bill Biedenboe's on that this week. You've got game day again with Gabe and Chad McKee to get you ready for the game. Our Sooner radio broadcast will start at 9 a.m. Saturday morning from Owen Field. Chris Plank, Gabe Eichert on the sidelines. Teddy and I will be in the booth. We can't wait for a new season of Oklahoma Sooner football, and we encourage you to take the ride with us. Make plans to be here with us at Rudy's on Tuesday nights. It's a lot of fun. The Huddle Show is always at 6, the Lincoln Riley Show at 7. Want to thank Drake Dykin, our onside producer here tonight, Jacob Potter back in studio. You fine folks for watching as well. Enjoy the game Saturday, the season opener between Oklahoma and Tulane. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Sooner Sports Talk has been presented by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Sooner Sports Talk is also brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. And by Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.
We've all been there before, late in the fourth quarter. Game's tight. Oklahoma's lead is slipping just a bit. Then all of a sudden, you need a refill. What do you do? I tell you what I would do. Order all my stuff on GoPuff. I know I'm not hitting the store mid-game. I've got a TV to yell at. But GoPuff delivers in minutes. So I don't even have to give up my spot on the couch. GoPuff is great on game day, but I use them for everything. Laundry day, first day of classes, late night study. Late night, other things. They've got snacks, drinks, cleaning stuff, school supplies, and tons more. Give it a shot. Use the promo code VARSITY at checkout for $10 off your first two orders. That's the promo code VARSITY at checkout for $10 off your first two orders. Order minimum may apply. Offer valid through January 1st, 2022. Hey guys, GoPuff is new and it's changing the game. You know, college goes by fast. GoPuff delivers anything you need in 30 minutes or less. Snacks, drinks, and other game day essentials like even burgers and buns or even party cups to everyday needs like laundry stuff, school supplies, electronics, OTC meds, you name it, they've got it. GoPuff was made for college by students, so they know. GoPuff was made for college by students, so they know what you need and when you need it. Use the promo code VARSITY at checkout for $10 off your first two orders at GoPuff.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.